Next question is Mr. Frank, Frank Horton, Horton, Jr., 9249. He's a 75-year-old gentleman who lives with his wife of 49 years. They have four children. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. He's originally from Tyler, Texas. He's worked for the railroads most of his life, period. Frank, allergy none, surgery none, social, he never smoked. Oh, he smoked and drank till 20 years ago when he quit completely. COVID/flu immunizations up to date, family history, mom died of heart disease, renal failure and diabetes, dad died of myocardial infarction. Patients past medical, consistent with congestive heart failure, gouty arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, chronic pain, lower extremity edema, shortness of breath. With activity and at rest. So he's O2 sats 94% on room air, pulse is 62, respirations 22, blood pressure is 140 over 90. He has no allergies, by the way. Surgery, no surgery. I said that. Heart positive, pump positive, too, with an S3 Gallop, lungs, few bronchi, and Ralph's abdomen is soft. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion, lower extremity shows a 2+ edema. Assessment, 75-year-old gentleman in congestive heart failure, history of gouty arthritis, or his O2 sats borderline. Patient has been having more, has been experiencing more fatigue, more shortness of breath, symptoms of orthopnea and PND, period. He also suffers from diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, chronic pain, hyperlipidemia. Blood pressure could be better control, chronic edema and congestive heart failure, chronic. Patient's congestive heart failure of the mixed type, he could benefit from increased clonidine dose to better control his blood pressure because hypertension out of control can also cause decompensation and worsening heart failure, period. O2 sat stable at this time. Patient also has had fainting episodes, also in the past medical, put down positive history of stroke 2014. And he also has tremors, but has never been diagnosed with Parkinsonism. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Horton. Thank you.